It's a special edition of Dave and Dijanovic, live from Spanish Fork High School. This is KSL in your community.
You can tell it's getting close to noon because Dave and I are talking about food and what we're going to have for lunch down here in Utah County. We are broadcasting live from Spanish Fork High School, taking you all over Utah County this morning to check in on cool things that are happening within the community. Enjoyed the conversation this morning with the mayor of Spanish Fork about the golf course and the metering that goes on there for water. And then the mayor of Vineyard drove here about 20 minutes to be with us live to talk about the 11,000% growth that's been happening in the community there. She was there in 2010 when there were 99 people who lived there. And now she said there's over 22,000 people who live there. So transportation, a huge issue on people's minds here in this county for sure.
Well, so often it's the fastest growing county in the state. Utah County is just exploding, but oftentimes when we talk about Utah County, we're talking about the college areas, UVU, BYU, Silicon Slopes, right? That's kind of where the mind goes. We're a little farther south than that, where you start looking at Spanish Fork, Nephi. There's some growth up and down the Wasatch Front that is available. It's not going to be Salt Lake. It's going to be the farther north and the farther south you get.
Let's bring in Jeff Acerson. He's with UTA, Utah Transit Authority. He's on the Board of Trustees. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So now, if my memory serves, I think that doesn't Front Runner stop at Provo?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. I counted the number of car accidents or stalled vehicles on I-15 on my drive from the point of the mountain down to Spanish Fork, Jeff, and there were 6 accidents or stalled vehicles. So my mind goes right to, oh wait, when will light rail be all the way down to Spanish Fork? So is there anything on the horizon?
You know, I'm glad you're asking, and I'm glad you're talking to the mayors of Utah County. Being a former mayor of Linden, I'm quite aware of their desire to try to help with the transportation issues in a growing population in Utah County. You know, we partnered with Mountain Land Association of Governments and UDOT and UTA and the municipalities to do a study that's been in the last 2 years took place. It started in February 2021, where we partnered with all these different agencies and groups to try to do an analysis of what transportation will look like in the future in Utah County. And we went out to we received over 1,000 comments, over 13,000 views on our website, 8 different community events, and 18 different news stories that were conducted. And through that process, which is a normal process that we go through when we try to identify what the options would be, there was an alternative or a preferred alternative that came out of that, and that was to extend Front Runner South down to Payson. And that's in the 2050 long range plan that Mountain Land Association of Governments produces in coordination with all the municipalities, county and city officials, UDOT and UTA. So on the plan.
2050, it does seem, for you guys, it probably seems like tomorrow, but it seems a ways out. But is there something in between, you know, because I know it's so much effort to get those hard rails in there or to build a light rail system. What about buses? Are these going to be expanded? Are they going to get phased out? What role do buses play?
Well, they're an initial part of developing that transit ridership that allows for rail to go in. And so what we're doing, that is kind of the alternative initial phase that we'll do is we'll examine as the growth takes place, bus service will be enhanced, which will help mature the ridership that will get the numbers needed to get the appropriate funding, both from the federal and potentially from the state. to put in the rail to accomplish what needs to happen. You know, if I can just, one thing that's critical, and I think our state legislature realizes this, is the critical piece for the municipalities, the county, UDOT, UTA, and MAG is to provide funding to purchase the right-of-way so we can designate what the alignment is prior to all the development taking place, which will benefit developers, the cities for zoning, and working together in conjunction with each other. It's a great forward-thinking plan, and that 2050 time frame, depending on the growth, may come sooner than later. So purchasing of the right-of-way is the critical piece, and I think the state legislature is going to step up this year and put more money into the funding so those properties or the land can be purchased to get that alignment that will help everyone.
Well, with the help of UTA, we'll keep our listeners posted on those developments. Jeff Aserman, Board of Trustees for the Utah Transit Authority. Thanks for jumping on the line and bringing us up to speed on Frontrunner and continuing Frontrunner by the year 2050 down to the community of Payson.
I think it's crucial because when you expand, and we've really seen this already, when you expand the rail and you make it easier, more affordable to get up and down the Wasatch Front, all of a sudden I could live in Ogden and still work in Salt Lake. I could just jump on the train. I have Wi-Fi. I can set my computer up. I can work on the way there. It changes where you have to live when you have easy public transportation. And we already have rail going up to Ogden, down to Provo. That's an incredible amount of coverage, but you expand that to Payson, you know, and 50 years after that, perhaps down to Nephi, down to St. George, who knows what it looks like, but it really changes where you can live and where you have to work.
Straight ahead, we're going to take you to two cultural hotspots in Utah County. That's next.